Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge Morning Market Update. And seeing a mixed grain market this morning, May corn at 436, down 5 and a quarter, July 448 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter, December at 469 and 3 quarters, down 3 and a quarter. We did see Mexico in buying 100,000 tons of old crop corn. That didn't do much to help the market. Export sales for corn, though, were okay. May soybeans at 1202 and a half, up 5 and a half. July at 1216 and a quarter, up 6. November 1189 and 3 quarters, that's up 3 and 3 quarters. Another private estimate for the Brazilian soybean crop saw a cut. This one's coming in at 152 million tons. So right now, private estimates range from a low of about 146, 147 million tons to a high of 152 million. CONAB estimates the crop right now to be about 149 million tons. Moving on to the soybean oil for May, we're at 49 even, that's up 43. May meal, 337.60, up 120. Old crop crushed, 78 cents, is up 55. New crop at 105 even, up 50 cents. Wheat, struggle is real. May at 532 and a quarter, down 12 cents. May wheat in Kansas City, 574, down 3 and a half. And in Minneapolis, we're at 655 and 3 quarters, down 7 and 3 quarters. Export sales for wheat were dismal, as expected, as a large Chinese cancellation weighed on this week's numbers. May rice at 1787, that's up down 11. Cotton at 93.57, down 133 for May. July, 93.41, down 93. New crop at 83.36, down 60. Do need to watch and pay attention here. This rally we've seen in cotton has been largely fund-driven, and if they reverse, this market could get messy very, very quickly. Moving on to the April cattle, we're at 187.70, down 223. May at 256, we're down 260. Lean hogs at 101.20, down 53. Milk at 16.50 is up 31. May orange juice, 363.25, down 95. Crude oil, 80.71, up $1.41. Components helping lift it here. May diesel, 268.85, up 330. Unleaded, 267.91, up 257. The EIA reports did indicate higher than expected gasoline usage in the last couple of weeks and the easier weather for most places, particularly east of the Mississippi, is inspiring some further use. May natural gas at 181 is up 3. Gold, 21.65, down 15.70. Silver, 25.10, down 6. Dollar index noticeably higher on firmer interest rates. The PPI number came out this morning, and it was hotter than expected. I will get into all the sort of details of the inflation numbers in tomorrow's weekly roundup, but it was higher than expected, and that did have a little bit of a jolt. Wall Street not caring too much about it, though. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 39,006. That's down only 36 points. S&P 500, 51.57. That's down about 7 points, or again, less than a quarter percent. NASDAQ Composite, 16,191. Actually up 14 points, which is about a tenth of a percent. Interest rates grinding higher here. The 2-year at 4.68 is up 5. The 10-year at 4.28 is up 9 basis points. The 30-year at 4.42 also up 9 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from Rainy. Yes, it can rain in Nebraska. We are seeing beneficial rains, and we saw a lot of that across the wheat belt. That is another thing that is pushing the wheat lower. Wishing you a great morning.